St. Maximilian Kolbe warned us that Freemasonry was a direct evil against the heart of the Catholic Church. And we have to hear those words because there is an ignorance, there is a confusion, there is an appearance that some even would say is a charitable in light of a group that has its principal aim the destruction of the Bride of Christ. Hello and welcome to MaryCast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. We are talking about St. Maximilian Kolbe, his Marian evangelization, which included his direct aim and battle against the intrinsic evil of Freemasonry. Now, in our last segment, we talked about the 1983 Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith statement, which tells us today that Freemasonry is absolutely incompatible with the Catholic Church, that a person is in a state of grave sin and cannot receive the sacraments if they're a member of the Catholic faithful and also a member of Freemasonry. But I want to redouble this by the words of Pope Leo XIII in his encyclical against Freemasonry, because he deals with this idea of an appearance, that sometimes it appears that there's a charitable organization. Some will say, how could these little guys on mini bikes with funny hats, these Shriners who do such good for children, how could they really be in an organization against the Church? Well, as the Holy Father will say in this quote I'm going to give to you, there's deep deception in the external front of Masonry based on what it truly is as an organized association against the Church. Listen to these words from Leo XIII about the real nature of Freemasonry. He says, quote, "As our predecessors have many times repeated, let no man think that he may for any reason whatsoever join the Masonic sect, if he values his Catholic name and his eternal salvation as he ought to value them. Let no one be deceived by a pretense of honesty. It may seem to some that Freemasons demand nothing that is openly contrary to religion and morality, but as the whole principle and object of the sect lies in what is vicious and criminal, to join with these men or in any way to help them cannot be lawful." The Holy Father goes on to say, "Their chief dogmas are so greatly and manifestly at variance with reason that nothing can be more perverse. To wish to destroy the religion and the Church which God himself has established and whose perpetuity he ensures by his protection, and to bring back after a lapse of 18 centuries the manners and customs of the pagans is signal folly and audacious impiety. Neither is it less horrible nor more tolerable that they should repudiate the beliefs which Jesus Christ so mercifully obtained, not only for individuals, but also for the family and for civil society, benefits which, even according to the judgment and testimonies of enemies of Christianity, are very great. In this insane and wicked endeavor, we may almost see the implacable hatred and spirit of the revenge with which Satan himself is inflamed against Jesus Christ. So also the studious endeavor of the Freemasons to destroy the chief foundations of justice and honesty and to cooperate with those who would wish, as if they were animals, to do so what they please, tends only to the ignominious and disgraceful ruin of the human race." My friends, indeed, in the higher levels of Freemasonry, now this may not be true of the first three levels, what are called the apprentice Masons, but in the highest levels of Masonry, you do take acts where you pledge yourself to the satanic deities of both Egyptian, Mesopotamian, and Jewish rites. That's correct. You even make reference to Beelzebub. On the 31st or the 32nd level, you ask the question, what kind of good God could allow evil to happen in the world? And that becomes the foundation for the satanic, the truly satanic, core and nature and purpose of Freemasonry. And yes, history shows that in the early parts, towards the middle of the 19th century, when Freemasonry was getting a bad reputation for being known for certain murders and great political atrocities, it sought to change its image. And this, by the way, is on public broadcasting system documentaries on Masonry. This is not a Catholic conspiracy. This is well known. Masonry needed to change its image, and so it did. And it sought to change its image by establishing charitable organizations, helping children, hospitals. Now, It's between God and the individual about how much they know what they're doing in terms of the evil. But as the Pope says so clearly, and as Cardinal Ratzinger said so clearly with the confirmation of John Paul II, there's an intrinsic evil to these things that cannot be justified under any means. They're irrevocable, irreconcilable with Jesus Christ, his principles of truth and love and the Catholic Church. So, in fact, I have to convey to you something that happened to a friend of mine. He was a colleague at Franciscan University. He was off on a trip, and he was on a vacation, and he hurt his hand, and so he had his thumb injured, and he had a car problem. And he went to a local mechanic and shook hands with the guy, but he kept his thumb in, and the mechanic said, "Oh, I didn't know you were a brother. Yes, your car needs a fuels emissions regulation from the local government, but go down and see Mr. Blank. He is also a brother, and he can sign you in." And my friend was aghast, but he inadvertently had made the thumbless forefinger handshake of Masonry, which identifies oneself as a brother. Indeed, in the United States, Freemasonry is deeply infiltrated, not only in our government system, but also in our military, in our police, our firefighting systems. Even the symbol of Masonry, the five-star Pentateuch, is classically known as a satanic symbol. We have the all-seeing eye on our dollar. We have Novus Ordo Seculorum, the New World Order, which is the Masonic theme. So deeply entrenched in American civil service is also Masonry. I've had family members from previous classes call when, about a year and a half ago, a mother called and said, "My son is in the military. They're offering him the position of lieutenant, but he has to join the lodge. And he's saying, 'Mom, I'll do it, but I won't follow anything that they say. What's my son supposed to do?'" And I said, "Of course, he cannot join the lodge and be Catholic." So it is infiltrated. And some would say, "Well, why? Why would a person join a local lodge?" Well, it's automatic financial success. When you join a local lodge, if you're a plumber, let us say, the members of the lodge agree to use only you for their plumbing or any other plumbers in the lodge. So there's deep success and security financially with something like that, but there's also a deep secrecy. And Leo XIII talks about some of the penalties if you break secrecy in the lodge, because it's deeply entrenched with financial and business endeavors. What we know from a spiritual dimension is we never would offer the truth of the Catholic Church for a financial or a political gain. This is really giving into the prince of the world instead of the Prince of Peace. So Masonry is intrinsically evil. I encourage you to get a little bit more well-known on Masonry. There's a number of good books on it. You can go to, again, Googling the Catholic position on Freemasonry, but know that the fundamental nature of Masonry is Gnostic, it's rationalist, it's esoteric, it is cultish, and as Pope Leo XIII said, it is its own religion. And the American the well-known American Freemason Pike says directly in his work on Dogma and Morals that Masonry is a religion unto itself. So this is why it's so absolutely incompatible. And that's why, again, the Holy Father has spoken out, the congregation has spoken out, bishops, priests, and deacons and lay leaders have to speak out against the truth of the Church, against Freemasonry. Now, for St. Maximilian, the ultimate victory is our Blessed Mother. And Pope Leo XIII also says in his encyclical against Masonry, Mary is the remedy. Going to the Blessed Mother in a special way will help us from the spiritual cancer of Freemasonry. More on St. Maximilian's great remedy against the evils of Freemasonry in our next segments. Stay with us, because indeed, our Blessed Mother is victorious over Masonry and all the evil manifestations of Satan. This is Mark Miravalle saying thanks and God bless.